Hello, welcome to You Can't Touch My Hair. I'm TV's Jessica Williams, and one half of Two Dope Queens. Here is my foreword. Workwife, noun, that person at your job, same or opposite sex, that takes the place of your at-home spouse while you are at work. This is not a sexual relationship. You talk with, connect to, and relate to this person as good as or better than you do your at-home spouse with regards to all things work-related. Source, www.urbandictionary.com. Phoebe Robinson is my work wife. We've been official for about 2 years now, ever since we met on a field piece I was shooting for The Daily Show, which led to us starting our live show and podcast, Two Dope Queens. Even though our careers keep us busy, I am happy to report that our relationship is still going strong. Phoebe still texts me pictures of Bono about once a week and asks me if I would smash him. My answer is still, fuck no, never in a million years. She still refers to me as either her Oprah or her Gail, depending on what kind of day we are having. She still tells terrible dudes at bars that insist on having shitty conversations with us to please buzz off because she's in her 30s. She always says her eggs are dying and she doesn't have time to hang out with anybody that she doesn't want to. Fair enough. And even though Phoebe is only 31 and I am 26, she still insists on giving me the most weathered advice possible, as if she'd seen some shit. She gives me advice like, doggy style is a great position to have sex in. That way, you can have a little bit of you time. You can get some work done. You can think about your taxes or about what groceries you need to get tomorrow. And somehow she manages to say this with all the wisdom and strength of Cicely Tyson. That's Phoebe, though. When I first met Phoebe, she introduced herself to me, but she didn't have to be honest. I had already known about her because she was a black lady involved with Upright Citizens Brigade who, like me, also mostly dated white dudes. I could blame my previous knowledge of her on the fact that UCB is a small community, but I ain't gotta lie to kick it. I had low-key stalked her before meeting her that day. Anyway, she didn't pick up any red flags from me, so she invited me to co-host her monthly live show, Blaria, at UCB. Our first show together was like a great first date. I found out on stage that night that Phoebe was able to vocalize things that were deeply important to me, that being a black woman and a feminist is a full-time job. Like, seriously though, hashtag fuck the patriarchy, even though we both usually date white dudes who look vitamin D deficient and probably burn in the sun too easily. That black lives do matter, and that we both think that Carrie Bradshaw was a fucking stupid dumb idiot for breaking up with Aiden for Mr. Big. Like, really? The man was a carpenter. He could literally make her furniture. And he even bought the apartment next door to hers so he could combine the two. The man wanted to MacGyver her living space. I think I can speak on behalf of all straight women everywhere when I say, hey, hello, sign me up for that, please. Clearly, Phoebe and I were bonding at a rapid pace. And after the show, I knew that being friends with and performing with Phoebe Robinson was good for my soul, and I wanted to continue to do that as much as I could. This is how our podcast, Two Dope Queens, was born. Phoebe's unique ability to talk about the importance of bell hooks, as well as her dreams of hooking up with Colin Firth, are a part of what makes her so wonderful. She is a badass black feminist and somehow manages to stay hashtag woke while not taking herself too seriously. She is delightfully petty in that way that leaves us giggling and talking shit about everybody around us when we go out for drinks. And she is absolutely, unbelievably brilliant on stage. Even with all the comedy shows that we have done together, Phoebe still manages to surprise me and make me laugh until I piss myself a little bit by accident. She is one of my best friends, and I am so excited that you bought this book and are about to spend time with one of my favorite people on this frequently shitty little miserable rock that we call Earth. Last New Year's Eve, my boyfriend and I did shrooms and talked about the lovely texture of the couch while we watched the ball drop in Times Square on TV. After the countdown, I asked my boyfriend what his New Year's resolution was. He said, I think it's to be more like Phoebe. So I thought about all of Phoebe's qualities for a second, her brilliance, her strong values, her beauty, her humor, and her strength. All of those things are what makes Phoebe wonderful. Not only is she my work wife, she's my shiro. Hell yeah, I said. I want to be more like Phoebe too.
It's introduction time!